Hey guys, welcome back to Building the Young Opportunist. This is a segment where we dive into a selected topic within the self-development, business and investing space in the hopes to provide you with educational content in a short form podcast episode. We also take this opportunity to look back on what's happened in the past fortnight whilst building this platform.
What an intro. And we just want to shout out to our major sponsor of this, our gold premium sponsor, MacPack. Thank you for providing some
really quality down jackets.
Down jackets, that's what I was looking for.
We're cold down here, man.
Keeping us warm in these cold winter nights. Mm. No, we're actually not sponsored by MacPack, but we hope we're sponsored by them in a couple of years because we really need it down here.
Dad's got us like watching the heater. Every single time we click it up, a couple of notches, we hear people run down the stairs. Yeah,
I hear him upstairs.
Scary shit.
So today we'll be discussing a concept and framework that Jamin Fraser talked about on his podcast, The Insecurity Project. Mm. That was episode 245. And we personally had a great conversation off the back of it. So we really wanted to bring it on the podcast. So we kindly asked him, got the all good. And today we're going to discuss it.
Now, I guess before we get underway with this concept, we want to give you a little bit of insight about who Jamin Fraser is. We actually had the honor of interviewing him on the podcast, which was actually episode 4. I think it was our second in-person interview. Man, those eyes just staring at us across the table, man.
He's beautiful.
Beautiful man.
I know. He might be listening to this. Jamin, you're beautiful. we were really nervous back then, still are now, even if we had someone.
It's funny looking back and like kind of realizing how much we kind of hid behind our questions. Yeah. Like we'd say a question then not say anything. Yeah. Anyway, that's for another topic. Let's get into it.
So in that episode, he discusses how he actually got to where he is today. He has an incredible story and he also gives some really valuable tips on how to solve the insecurity problem. Mm. He does basically everything. He's an author, a coach, a TEDx speaker, not to name and mention all the events that he attends to during the year to conduct events, to talk about this issue on solving insecurities. And he has also just recently accepted the role as equities business manager at a boutique real estate and investment firm called Leapkey & Co. So that's an awesome new journey for him. And we're just so lucky to have him in our circle.
100%. So in our first episode with him, Jamin talks about why the uses of metaphors are so important. And he actually kind of talks more specifically about how metaphors is the language of the unconscious mind, which kind of sounds a bit weird. But when you think about it, you think about kind of your own life, our unconscious mind kind of gets in the way a lot of the time. So even when you think about that kind of voice in the back of your head that maybe kind of holds you back a little bit before you get on stage to speak somewhere, that little kind of voice that says you're going to screw up, all these things. And that's kind of your unconscious mind getting in the way.
Yeah. And Jamin even talks about it in our episode with him, that some of his clients even feel like a physical pain in their chest or in their throat.
Yeah, which is so interesting. But in this case around metaphors, we're going to talk about how, games and almost gamifying life. So, Reese, what does that kind of actually mean?
So, Jamin talks about this concept that life is basically not just one big game, but there's games within those games. After I listened to his episode, I thought about all the games that I'm playing. Mm. And is that like being successful in my career? Is that having good relationships with my family, having good relationships with my friends, partner, et cetera, like all those things, being really successful at this in this podcast.
Yeah.
And you can have multiple games within life. Think of life as that one big game and there's all these little strands of games going on at the same time. Mm.
And you want to be really specific about what these games are. So even just before how you didn't just say you want to have great relationships in general. You said, I want to have great relationships with my friends and specifically with your partner and things like that. So it's really important to be really specific about what game you're actually playing.
Because that is key in this whole concept and framework, understanding each of those games.
100%.
In this framework, Jamin discusses 5 vital points. Mm. So what are they?
So first one is to figure out what game you're actually playing, which is exactly what we just talked about, and be specific about it. So whether that's trying to be successful in a podcast, trying to be, I guess, successful at footy, like things like that, to figure out what game you're playing. Once you've done that, you can then figure out, and it's important to understand what rules are within that game. This is important because once you've figured out the rules, you can then win the game.
Yeah. Let's say, for an example, you're playing rugby. Mm. How do you know how to win the game when you don't even know the rules?
Exactly.
Where do you put the ball down? What's a forward pass? Like all these little things.
Don't even ask me that. I don't know that shit. But back to like winning the game. It's a bit controversial. I guess, especially nowadays, we don't really talk about winning. We kind of feel like everyone needs to win and things like that. But we're just talking about ourselves and being really self-aware at this point.
Yeah. And so just to add on top of that, because it can kind of seem like it's narcissistic when you say like, I want to win, I want to win. People view it as toxic.
Yeah.
But what Jamin says is everyone wants to win. You want to win for yourself.
Yeah.
Like you want to win at your career because you want to be, you want to feel important, that you're passionate about it. And that's not like being toxic and stepping on people to get to the top.
Exactly. And I guess that's being clear about how ethical you want the rules to be. Because that's another thing. It's like, let's say we want to be like a millionaire. We could be really unethical and become a millionaire. And that'll dictate who you want to be. And I guess that's the fifth step.
Because say, yes, you want to be a millionaire using that same example, but you're going to do it really unethical. You're going to step on people. You're going to do illegal things. If you say to yourself, all right, I want to win at this game of being a millionaire, but I'm going to have to do illegal things and, you know, burn bridges with people. And I say, well, I'm not that kind of guy. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So then how am I meant to win at that game when I can't even be that person to win that game?
It's so true. And then if we even take that a step back, and stop talking about criminals and millionaires because that's neither of us, man.
Yeah.
So, let's say, for example, like I know for myself, I'm really not creative. I'm actually colorblind, so that doesn't help much either. Can't even tell the color of this freaking table. Let's say the game was to be a successful artist. I know what the rules are. I need to be creative. I need to be precise with my drawing. I need to, you know, all these type of things. I know what the rules are. And if, as we just talked about, the aim of the game is to win. If I can't even follow those rules, I'm not going to win the game. So I'm going to be self-aware enough to be like, this isn't my game. And that's okay. Like, it's okay to not want to be in the game that maybe you've selected even for yourself.
Exactly, yeah. Because at the end of the day, that will save so much time of pursuing being an artist and then 10 years down the track being like, shit, like I can't even be an artist. I don't even have these core practical skills of being an artist. Like, I'm not creative.
Yeah.
You've just wasted those 10 years.
100%.
So, to go back and quickly revise it, step one, understand what game you're playing. Know what games you're playing. Step two, understand the rules of each of those games within games, within games.
Within games.
And once you understand the rules, then you can really nail on the fact that you can smash out those rules in order to win. At the end of the day, winning is better than losing.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to win. And then lastly, that will provide you an idea on who you need to be to win that game.
And then from there, you can make the decision whether you are that person or you want to be that person to actually win the game. Because as we said before, you don't have to play every game. And I guess that's the whole point of this is to, I guess, provide clarity around what games you enjoy playing, what games you'll actually succeed in, and then also what games that you should kind of just push aside as well. So it's a really good opportunity to kind of clear up a lot of things, especially in our 20s, because I feel like there's so many different things thrown at us, so many different opportunities that pop up. And it goes into this next concept that sometimes we don't even pick the games that we're currently in, or we're not even aware of the games that we're playing. Because you may have actually been almost forced or like persuaded to be in the game they're in right now. So I guess another example would be, let's say that you're in uni right now. You figured out that you've kind of done this process, you've written down on a piece of paper, and you've kind of figured out that like, this isn't actually what you want to do. Like maybe this, you were forced to do this game, or you were kind of told that you should do this game, maybe by your older siblings that maybe went to uni.
Yeah, or parents.
Or your parents.
Social pressures.
And let's say maybe you're like not getting the best grades. So the rules of that game is to get good grades throughout uni and then graduate.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you failed a couple classes, like things like that. That is okay because it gives you the opportunity to figure out like, is this the game that I actually want to play? Like, even though it's been forced on you, you've gotten through this far, you can kind of take a step back and think about it more broadly.
Yeah. And maybe not drop out of your degree when you've got one semester left.
Not financial advice.
But yeah, that self-assessment. And that's a piece that we really loved as well. Because this episode came about when a good mate of mine, Zach, who actually works with Jamin, introduced me to this episode. And we had a really good discussion on our way up to Newcastle recently. And we're talking for a couple of hours just about like what games are we actually playing? Because I was never, before this episode, I was never aware. Like obviously I knew I wanted to be a good student. I wanted to get a good job. I wanted to have, you know, good relationships with my friends and family. But not really in the sense of like, not really did
You're
I have-
You're not deliberate about it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And I didn't have like individual rules. All right, if I want to have good relationships with my friends, I need to show up on time.
Yeah.
I need to make time for them. I need to listen, be an active listener. I need to be interested in their life.
Mm.
So then you can, once you know the rules, like you can smash them out, tick them off.
And be a bit more like planned about it all. It can almost act like a map and kind of guide us as to what you should be doing to get the goals and I guess achieve the goals that you want to in life.
And who we should be. So we hope this episode gave you a bit of insight into realizing what games you're actually playing. And we highly recommend you sit in front of a little notepad and write down all the games that you want to play. Write the ones that maybe you're not even aware that you were playing, so you can put them aside.
Mm.
Sketch out all those rules and hone in on those to get the best results.
100%. And also to get a better understanding as to who you need to be to actually win those particular games. Because at the end of the day, winning does feel better than losing.
Yes. We highly recommend you go to Jamin's podcast, The Insecurity Project, episode 245, because he provides a great in-depth discussion about this topic and framework.
Probably way better than what we just did.
Yeah. We just wanted to bring it to your attention.
Yeah.
That was our biggest goal for this episode.
Because it's been such a tool, I guess, in our life, as we said throughout this.
Yeah, 100%. And go there and really soak it in and apply it in your own life. But before we wrap up this episode, we wanted to talk a little bit about what's been happening lately.
100%.
We haven't checked in a while.
In a minute.
What has happened since basically our last checkup?
I feel like a lot. So basically, I guess if we step through it, you would have seen on our story, we put out a survey, which was really helpful. And I guess what kind of really sparked this idea to put out a survey is we're lucky enough to have, a Skype call with Owen from Rask Australia, who has been, a bit like we've really looked up to him. He's been kind of a guiding light with us because he's killing it in the podcast game as well as everything else, entrepreneurship. And he kind of talked us through that at the end of the day, the podcast is our product and we kind of want to improve that and service our listeners, which is you guys, as best as possible. So in order to do that, we wanted to get an understanding as to what you actually want to listen to and what topics you want to learn about. For us, we really enjoy learning about like a lot of different things around the business, investing, self-development space. But it kind of felt for a little while that we didn't really know exactly what direction we wanted to take it and almost who we were talking to an extent. We were almost just doing the episodes for ourselves, would you say? And I think in order to level up our podcasting game, we need to, I guess, service our listeners a bit better.
Yeah, 100%. And that's like coming back to this game thing. In order to be a good podcast platform for our listeners, we need to firstly know what they want.
Exactly.
And that's the rule. That's the rule of the game. So as we said, we kind of at the start, it's kind of like an experiment for us. We just said, these are the things we're interested in. Now we need to find a balance of talking about the things we're interested in, but also topics that our audience want to listen to the most.
Yeah, exactly.
So after looking at the results, self-development came out on top, which was interesting, but it was a great indicator on what we need to concentrate on.
Yeah.
And it's probably the biggest category that most people can take practical tips and advice from, if you think about it.
And apply it to their own life.
Yeah. Because you can apply it anywhere, no matter what you do or what you're interested into.
100%. Like even when you think about like tips on procrastination or like how to focus better or how to develop habits, people can kind of take those principles and those learnings and apply them directly to their life rather than, let's say, like a deep dive into a particular stock, which is not something that we'd actually be interested in doing or put forward to you guys, but kind of the difference in that.
Yeah. And it kind of made us aware that like, all right, we're not an investing podcast. Like go to Rask Australia for that.
Yeah.
Or Australian Finance Podcast. And okay, we're not a pure business podcast. Like go to Diary of a CEO.
Yeah.
Like that's what the people that are so interested in those spaces or topics, that's where they go for their podcast.
100%.
But we're that kind of middle ground where we're concentrating on the younger generations, really promoting self-development and growth in people's lives.
And that doesn't have to specifically be for founders or entrepreneurs, it can be kind of us putting forward these principles from individuals that maybe let's say like authors or successful entrepreneurs. Like people can take these principles and kind of apply them to their life.
Exactly. So for an example, like investing, we can give them the practical tools and equip them to then go to Australian Finance Podcast and understand the jargon and things that they talk about.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, like when we bring it back to this game theory is if we want to win the podcasting game, there's rules to the game. Let's say we can't compete against equity mates. We can't compete against Australian Finance Podcast. So we need to go into our own lane, almost create our own lane for young people and promote that.
Yeah. So we want to thank you guys for everyone that participated in that survey. Like, you helped a lot, and that's going to be a goal of ours to continually survey and put out these things to really understand what you guys want, because we want to provide a great podcast for you and some really good episodes that you enjoy. And we don't know how to do that unless we know what you want.
Exactly. So thanks again, guys, for listening, and I guess we'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you want to stay up to date with what's new, remember to press follow on your chosen podcast platform.
You can find us on Instagram and LinkedIn at Young Opportunist. Once again, thanks for listening.
Catch you next time.